fellow life walker and freedom talker. Get ready to start journeying life with me, Moke Angel.
To get us where we want to go, I'll keep on going, and no matter how it rolls.
Hello, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers. It is I, Moke Angel, and today we are going to have a different type of pod trail because I am going to have a guest with me today on the pod trail, and I thought it would be an awesome time to do this because I also got a nice little gift this year for my special birthday. Well, it's not my birthday isn't special, it's just it felt special because of the gift I received, which was a bit of an encouragement from my guest, who will happen to be talking about the subject of fatherhood. And the reason why is because he happens to be my favorite father, who gave me this gift. Not my father personally, but it is my hubby, my smashing man, my rock steady, who is the father of our kids, and he is going to be our guest. And he gave me as a gift, if you can tell, I'm not sure if you can tell the difference, but do I sound a little bit different to you right now? Well, if I sound different to you, it is because he has upgraded my sound system. So I am so grateful for him for doing that, and I hope it helps as far as how I come across to you today. But enough about me, let us get on this pod trail. And today's pod trail is about fatherhood in 2022. All right, everybody. So are you guys ready to meet our guest? My very first interview. I'm so excited. And this is Mr. Rose. Say hi, Mr. Rose.
Good day.
Good day. That, you know, when you say that, though, they're going to start automatically thinking that one of the
I'm Australian today.
Exactly. Mate. Exactly. Okay, so today's pod trail is about fatherhood in 2022. And I would love for you to share your opinion about how you think it is to be a father in 2022. And how I'm going to do that is going to ask you some questions. Do you mind?
Go ahead, my sweetie cakes.
Okay. So the first question, this one is going to be both of us answering this first question because I think it's kind of...
Does that mean I get a word in? Or
yeah, you might. Oh, okay. You might.
Let's give it a go.
Okay. So the first one is, ready? Why is it important to have Father's Day? Why do you think it's important?
Two reasons.
Because it's Father's Day, I'll have you...
Two reasons. Dads always need crap.
Oh, Lord.
And the stores always have sales to sell dad crap.
Oh, Lord.
And then you get to have a barbecue and stuff like that. Not that you couldn't do that any other time of the year, but it's...
That's why it's important to you.
I've no idea really why they invented Father's Day, but it's okay. Always on a Sunday.
And?
They should have Father's Day on like a Monday or a Tuesday. And
why
it should be
better?
A national holiday.
Why is that better?
So that you should get a day off work.
Oh, my God.
So it's on a Sunday. Then you go, now I've got to go to work tomorrow. So you can't really, like, you know, what can you do? You sit down, relax,
so
and wait for Monday.
So you don't think Father's Day is not an important day to have? Is that what you're trying to say? That's how I'm understanding it, as, you know, how I do, as a woman does.
Yes, I do not think it's as important as Mother's
Day. Oh, that is, how sweet is that? I think it's important, just as important as Mother's Day. I'm glad you brought that up, because of the fact that having parents is like a big deal for people to be able to be parents and how difficult it is, especially nowadays, don't you think?
Yes, I do, but I think it's the same as everything. It just gets to be a... marketing ploy thing.
Okay, besides the marketing ploy
other
thing.
Other than that, no, it's good. It's nice to have a day that, you know, you just get to...
That a father...
In all seriousness, yes. It's nice. It's nice, but...
Well, I think it's important because of the fact that I feel like the latest trend is to make it as not an important...
Well, it's like, to make family as not as important. So yeah, I guess if you maintain the Father and Mother Day thing, it...
helps children to be able to appreciate their parents in their lives, right? I mean, because it just seems like nowadays it's like it's almost they want to be forgotten in a way or be replaced, as there are substitutes for having a parent in your life. Don't you feel that way?
Yes, I think parents are being nondescripted.
Exactly. That's what I... Thank you. What a fabulous word. See, I
read it in my joke book.
Stop it. Okay, so that was the first question, and that's... I felt like that was really important for both of us to share that, how we felt about that, and why we felt that Father's Day is an important thing to have, as well as Mother's Day, is an important thing for us to be able to continue to celebrate as a traditional thing for everybody around the world. So, awesome. Thank you for answering the first question.
You're welcome.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm just new at this whole interviewing thing. Okay, so question number two. And yes, we are having the dogs with us along the way on the pod trail, as usual. So if you hear them barking, it's because they found some bunny in the road or something like they have to go chasing after. Besides that, number two. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
What are some fatherhood challenges you feel you have today?
Today I have no fatherhood challenges because our kids are grown. Yes.
Oh my God. But as
but
a father,
fatherhood challenges in general,
what's going on with the present situation? What do you feel like?
The present situation?
Yeah, just some of the challenges that you feel like it's...
Well, that's a whole different... It's not just fathers, it's society in general.
Okay, but as a father, we're trying to keep...
As a father, I know. But there's a lot of issues, a real kind of lack of respect for adults in general, that seems to be promoted by whether it be schools or whatever, that, you know, your parents they're just like, you know, plebs who you don't have to pay any attention to. You can do what you want and it doesn't matter what they say kind of thing. They don't know anything. They're old-fashioned. Mm. See, it's some of that to deal with today's, you know, people who have kids today, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know...
Anything else?
The general, I mean, it's the same as challenges of any parent, be it a mother or a father. There's no books on it. You have to approach it in the best way you know how, pulling on all you just pull on how you were raised, the things you know to be right and wrong. If you were raised wrongly, you know you shouldn't do that. So, you know, it's a matter of using your own.
So what would you say, More descriptively, exactly what do you feel is a challenge for you as a father today? Even with our kids being grown, as adult children, what is the challenge?
Same, the basic challenge is the same challenge it always is that you care for your kids, mm-hmm. and how do you, at whatever point, they're always your kids, mm-hmm. how do you keep helping them as best, whether it be a piece of advice or just being there to listen to them, what can you do for your kids at any point in time in their life, and do you have the resources to do that?
Okay, cool. Thank you. All right, so my next question is, what do you love about being a dad?
Oh, it's horrible. No.
What do you love about it?
It's having your own family and having them, whether they're around or not. I mean, in our case, ours are grown and, you know, they're but just having them around, watching them grow, whether they just annoy the living crap out of you or just the trouble they get in. I mean, it's a thing to raise your own children is, you know, it's challenging, but it's rewarding. And you're growing your family, or, you know, it gives you something to think about on a daily basis. You're not just you by yourself thinking about yourself in your own little bubble. I mean, you have other things, and it's not just people of the world, it's your own kids. So it kind of, you know, gives you a keeps you somewhat grounded, especially when they get into all kinds of things that they need your help with. It's nice to have a relationship with your kids. As they grow older, especially with as ours are now, it's fun. It would be, you know, I enjoy listening to our kids ramble and rant on and this and that and the other.
And teach us things, don't you
stupid
think?
Stupid things that they've done.
Do you think you learn things from them too?
No, I don't learn anything.
But, of course not. You're the father.
You know, that's right. Oh. But, you know, it's all their stories and antics are always amusing.
All right. So this leads into our next question. What is it that you miss doing before being a dad? Is there anything you miss doing?
Rock concerts, beer, pubs, sandwiches in the middle of doner kebabs in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. What are doner kebabs for those of you out there that don't know what that is?
It's a late night nasty ass greasy English snack food that's absolutely delicious. As long as you've been to the pub before. Mm-hmm. Other than that, not so much. But I don't know. I don't really miss anything. It's just a transition. Mm-hmm. You do those things, then you do something else. It's not like you stop doing things, you just do different things.
Okay, I just asked what you missed.
So I don't really miss anything.
Oh, okay. All right, so...
Oh, apart from most of my tools. I miss those because that's one thing with a young lad. And I did the same thing. You borrow the tool and then lose it in the yard.
Okay.
So I miss some of those tools.
Oh, you miss some of those tools.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think there's certain sockets still around the country.
So, moving right along, because we are trying to talk about being a father and the wonderful things about it. Okay. So, what would you suggest to someone who's becoming a dad What do you suggest for someone before they become a dad to do?
Wait until you're a dad. There's not much you can do.
Well, do you have any kind of... Okay, fine.
No, not really. Just, you know, know that you're going to be one and try and put yourself in the frame of mind that it's not going to be about, you know, you on your own, you know, anymore. Now you're responsible for something, going to be responsible for something else. So do a little prep and do a little mind setting on that. And it's not going to stop you doing things you like to do, but you now just have an additional thing that you need to take care of. And that's enjoyable in itself. Well, not the 3 o'clock in the morning when they won't stop crying because they're for some reason whatever, that's not surgery, but mama's there for that, so
that's thanks babe. Yes. Okay, so how, you know how the trend is lately that it's like being all into the emotions of your children and all of that stuff, do you feel like, is it, because I know how we were raised, the generation that we came from, right, and how things were back then. Do you feel that it's more beneficial and it's much more accepting for a father to be more sensitive in a way emotionally? And do you feel like it's important for a father to share that sort of opening up with their sons? Like, it's okay to have feelings, to show emotions. How do you feel about that?
I think it's a lot of old crap, really. You know, mamas are there for all the little cuddlies and waddlies and softies and all that. That's what they do best. That's in their nature. Dads are more practical issues and whatnot. We're there like to say, yeah, well, you got that wrong. Did it hurt? Yeah, go see your mother when it's better. All right, let's try it and see how you should have done it. Here's how I would have done it. Learn from it. Dads are just more practical like that. Do you want to open up and get into the emotions? It's a whole emotion thing. What's wrong with people? It's okay to cry. It's okay to be upset. But you don't need to sit and wallow in it like it's some sort of like, oh, poor, pity me. It's like, get over yourself. Just tough on the kids. The kids are so soft-elated and victim-elated. It's a new word I just invented.
That is a new word.
It's like the whole, you know, go out and do something and try it and is it going to work? I mean, that's what dads do. They sit there and cry and, you know.
Okay,
that's mama's job is to be the soft person. Dad's job is to be the tougher person.
Though, and you did answer it in a way where you said it is okay for you to express your emotions.
Yes,
right?
But you don't walk around encouraging it and crying. You say, hey, you know what? That's okay. Cry. It hurt. You know, you hurt yourself. Cry for it. All right, now. Done? All right. Toughen up. Let's go. Let's try it again, and we'll try it a different way and see if you can not hurt yourself with the hammer this time.
But you don't. But you're not saying that it's a good thing for you to encourage the suppression. Like, that's kind of
what... No, that's going exactly the other way.
That's I'm asking.
It's a middle ground. I think there's a tendency to go from, oh, children should be seen, and go away, stop crying, and I don't want to see you until you're done, to, oh, poor little George, you need to, mollycoddling them to death. It's no, it's the middle ground. It's like, yeah, all right, that hurt. Yeah, all right, come here, get a hug. Here, I'll kiss it better. All right, now let's pick up that hammer again and try banging the nail without your thumb in the way this time.
There you go.
And that's how you do it. But you encourage the fact it's okay to, you know, everybody has emotions and it's okay, but it's not like you need to wallow and live in the emotion of, oh, my poor me.
You don't have to be a victim for the rest of your life
just because you screwed
moment.
It up.
Right.
Get over it.
Right. Okay.
And carry on.
I get it. All right. Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's all.
Oh,
all right. Okay. So. Here's a new. This is a good one to ask you because of the fact that you have experience in this. So, what is the difference between fathering a boy versus a girl?
Okay, people, if you're a father, just try and get a boy. No, I'm kidding. Totally, it's like it's like chalk and cheese. It really is. Mm. Or it can be. I mean, you know, it was for us. I mean, but then our kids are. They're like chalk and cheese. On the one hand, you know, our son is very practical and staid and you know, and our daughter is really more of an artist and ethereal, and is they're both exceptionally good at what they do. I mean, our daughter's a fantastic artist, and she learns music, and she loves all that, and it's like... And our son is like, well, he loves to work with things and make things and invent things and fix things. So they're like chalk and cheese. So it's not the same for everybody, but you know, it is a different experience with both. The problem being a father is that when your daughter becomes a teenager, you tend to get a little more worried because you know, girls, it's just different than a boy. Being a teenager and going, well, they could go out and get in trouble and that. Girls are going to get, well, I mean, you know, how it is
it can
now.
Be a longer term
nowadays
situation,
world,
yes.
It can be a, they can get themselves into all kinds of mischief, not necessarily through their own fault, but just because they're a girl and, you know, that's how it is. So it's more of a worry at that point. Other than that, raising them, you know, when they're little kids and just playing around, they're both just, they like to do, you know, they like to do the same things. They're kids. So, I mean, you know.
All right. So that's, so you, in general, though, do you feel like, I mean, is it like a, is it even keel?
Yeah,
think?
It's even keel. I mean, you have different approaches, you know. But it's, you know, you may have a boy that likes to do painting and a girl that wants to run wrenches.
Yep.
You take them at their interests and their whatever, if they have, you know, they want to do individually and try and encourage their interest at that time. And it'll change as they get week by week, day by day maybe. But whatever they're interested at that point is, if you can, and you just try and encourage that interest. And, you know, of course, then you want them all, the boys and girls, you want play together, not separately, so that they, you know, socialize, get on, have fun together, you know, as well as having their individual interests.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you, because you know that the season's all about survival mode, right? Okay, so this, I'm going to ask you, what are your top five survival mode prep tips that you would give for dads for 2022?
Oh my gosh.
It's dad related though. So what's important for you think for a father, top five for this year, especially because you know all the challenges.
With all the challenges this year, try and stash a little stuff to the side more than what you're using each week for your family, whether it be food or a little cash or whatever. As the father, it's really your responsibility to, as much as you can, although a lot of times it takes both parents nowadays, to try and provide and have things so that your family can, whether it be tough or not, but he gets through whatever the situation is. With this year going, you know, it's going to go to, you know, well, we've already seen the rise of price of gas and everything. So, you know, the economy's killing everybody. So use your smarts, get a little extra where you can, put it to the side, make sure your family's, you know, got whatever you can get to for when or if things get really tough.
So that's your first tip?
No, that's all my tips, really.
It's five.
I don't have five tips. For this year? No, for fathers?
Yeah, five suggestions.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Buy a bottle of scotch, put it in the cupboard in case you need it.
Mostly natural. This is what we're talking about. This is why.
Don't panic.
Okay, so that's two.
Never panic.
All right.
There's always even in the toughest times, there's always some way to get around whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, keep your head and just, you know, love your family.
That's three.
Really, that's eight so far.
Oh.
I think.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, everybody's situation's different. Everybody's mm-hmm. trying to get ahead. Some people are okay and they're, you know, the economy's not really affecting them or not as much as others. But remember, there's others out there too who are really having a hard time getting, just making ends meet. And it's tough. So be, you know, as well as being a father to your kids, in a fatherly attitude, look after other people around, your neighbors, your friends. Check it, make sure everybody's cool. And if somebody needs $5 for gas, although that won't get them far, but it might get them, you know, to the end of the road or something, then you can help somebody out, then do it if you can. I mean, you know, be an upright, really, and that's getting more into being upright citizens.
So that's like citizenry.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's still, as a father, you try and look out for not only your family, but the people around you too.
Mm-hmm.
It's if everybody kind of had that tenet, that whatever happens, even if there's one piece of chicken in the whole village, you know, it could just be shared. It would be shared and everybody gets to live another day.
Cool. Thank you. All right. So this is going to be the next one that I have to ask you because you have a new joke book, right?
I do have a new joke book. For Father's Day, I've got a book of dad jokes.
And who's the author?
The author is Jimmy Nero.
What's the title of the book?
Dad Jokes, The Good, The Bad, and The Terrible. Which is great.
So you're gonna share like 10 of those.
Well,
just share like 10.
Let me see.
That you like so far.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't read the whole book yet, but here's some. Let me see. What do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back?
What?
A stick. The shovel was a groundbreaking invention.
Oh, Lord.
Stairs can't be trusted. They're always up to something. Yesterday I ate a clock. It was very time consuming, especially when I went back for seconds. Dad, I'm cold. Go stand in a corner. It's 90 degrees. Oh,
Did you find it?
I'll call you later. Don't call me later. Call me dead. Oh, this is right. The title is right. Huh? A friend of mine fell into an upholstery machine. But it's okay. He has recovered.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
And
last but not least,
there's a new type of broom out. It's sweeping the nation. Dad, did you get a haircut? No, I got them all cut. I'd like a new boomerang, but I can't seem to be able to throw the old one away. Last one. I'm having trouble organizing a hide and seek league. Good players are hard to find.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. Thank you very much for sharing that, Mr. Rose. I appreciate it. Thank you, baby. All right. So we have two more questions left. Okay. So this is second to the last one. Is it hard to love heavy metal and be a common sense dad with boundaries?
If you don't like heavy metal, you're never going to have any common sense and no boundaries. It's obviously the best music
to
encourage that type of mentality. Obviously.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I just thought I'd ask you that question because it was important that you shared your answer. All right. The last one. And I really appreciate you being here with me today and doing this Pod Trail with me. It's really super awesome for us to do this together on Father's Day.
You're welcome, my love.
Thank you. And just real quick, I want to say Happy Father's Day to everyone. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, all you geezers out there. All right, what's the last question? I'm busy. I've got things to do.
I know, you are Father's super busy. Day. So what is your life dad advice to young fathers for 2022? Young fathers.
Don't worry, it'll pass.
Thank you very much, baby. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And we will talk soon. And I hope you guys enjoyed our Pod Trail today. And I hope you enjoyed my guest, Mr. Rose, the father of our lovely children. And he took the time out to share this moment with us today. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All right, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers, we are at the end of our Pod Trail today. And just for the last time, Happy Father's Day to you all. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you have a great time just resting, kicking back, and watching your favorite show, if that is your plan for yourself today. And what do we do each time? Please love yourself kindly and be grateful for one thing. And of course, you know, I am grateful for my husband, who is my favorite father this Father's Day. So please, please take care. Many blessings to you all.
To get us where we want to go. It's a long road to get us where we want to go. I'll keep on going.